This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon, the third day of December. Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City joins us now to discuss the weather forecast. We'd better start in the southern hemisphere, where the growing regions are beginning to head into, I suppose, full bloom. Tell me about conditions there.
Well, it looks fairly good at this point for Brazil. I think if we ignore the fact that we were a little slow getting into the fields initially, you'd have to rate this crop maybe about an 8 out of 10, I think. If you take into effect the crop was a little late going in the ground, I think the biggest impact on that is probably going to be in that second planting. A little later in the year, we may see a reduction in some of the area planted as a result of that. But otherwise, the crop that's in the ground right now is doing very well, and timely rains will prevail across Brazil for the entire two-week period coming up. There may be a little bit of a dryness issue in the far northeast, but that's a very small oilseed production region. Argentina, on the other hand, has some dryness that's building up in some of the western parts of the country. It looks like the rain potentials over the next 2 weeks look relatively good, but there's going to be some pockets that are missed. We'll need to watch that to see where they will end up being, but my guess is it'll be in portions of Cordoba and La Pampa. Those will be the two provinces that may run a little dry later on down the road.
Here in our part of the world, temperatures have moderated some. Can we expect more of the same over the next week?
Oh, absolutely. Yeehaw is the word of the day here on that. We are going to see warming tendencies occur across a big part of North America. In fact, the pattern is going to turn notably warmer biased for an extended period, maybe getting up to 10 days perhaps. And the temperatures will rise far enough above average that we'll see some snow melt in the northern plains and upper parts of the Midwest, as well as in portions of Canada's prairies. Some of this looks a lot like El Nino, and as El Nino continues to build up across the Pacific, we'll probably see some additional warm weather down the road.
Can you tell me a bit more about that particular object out there in the Pacific, the El Nino, because it's a changing in the temperatures of the ocean? It is in the beginning process, if I remember correctly. Tell me where we are at this point.
Definitely. We don't have an official El Nino event on our hands right now, but the definition is pretty strict, and we're close. We're close enough to go ahead and call it an El Nino event. It will strengthen as we move forward through these next few weeks, and by that we're going to see the ocean temperatures warm further above average. What that will do is change major weather patterns around the world, and we'll fall back into a pretty serious dryness issue in Australia. A good chance that some of the oil palm production areas in Indonesia and Malaysia will eventually start to turn drier. They have avoided that up to this point in time, but they will get dry. South Africa's corn crop will be suffering from dryness. There will be some good timely rains, though, in South America. Brazil and Argentina should do relatively good in this environment. And back here across North America, we'll see an unusually warm winter across parts of western Canada and the northern U.S. plains. Both areas will probably be a little drier biased. Same thing will be true for below-average precipitation in the northern Midwest, while the southern U.S. will likely see frequent occurrence of rain, including Texas and the southwest hard red winter wheat belt.
That's Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You have a very good Wednesday afternoon.